Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, institutional forecasts and trader strategies dominate the discussion. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong projects that Bitcoin could reach $1 million by the year 2030, attributing this bold vision to emerging regulatory clarity, government adoption, and the establishment of a strategic Bitcoin reserve. At the same time, sophisticated traders are eyeing key price levels at $110,000 and $120,000 as they await Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's upcoming address at Jackson Hole, with expectations of a potential quarter-point rate cut. In a notable move, a dormant Bitcoin whale, with holdings valued at over $1 billion, offloaded several hundred Bitcoin to open leveraged long positions on Ethereum. This signal of strategic rotation underscores the growing confidence in cryptocurrencies amid shifting market dynamics. Meanwhile, market predictions indicate that the stablecoin arena could expand nearly fivefold to reach $1.2 trillion by 2028, a growth that may also influence US Treasury yields through increased weekly purchases. Regulatory momentum is reshaping the industry. Gemini has secured a MiCA license in Malta, enabling it to serve over 30 European jurisdictions. Stateside, the OCC has lifted its consent order from Anchorage Digital after the bank demonstrated strong compliance, setting a new benchmark in crypto custody. In parallel, the CFTC has kickstarted the next phase of its crypto sprint, seeking public input on custody and leveraged retail trading rules. Meanwhile, Ripple and SBI Holdings are preparing to launch the RLUSD stablecoin in Japan by early 2026, reflecting renewed institutional trust in stablecoins. Risks and innovation continue to tango in the market. A high-profile Bitcoin investor fell victim to a social engineering scam, reiterating the need for robust security measures. On a brighter note, DBS Bank in Singapore debuted tokenized structured notes on the Ethereum blockchain, offering a fresh bridge between traditional finance and digital assets. Additionally, Kanye West's recent YZY token launch on Solana and prediction markets assessing Satoshi Nakamoto's wealth are stirring lively debates among market participants. In regulatory clarity news, a DOJ official clarified that writing code without malicious intent is not a crime, an assurance welcomed by developers. Apple also patched a critical iOS zero-day vulnerability that threatened crypto wallet security, and Ripple's developers defended the network's long-standing security record against low-ranking scores. Taken together, these developments underscore a maturing crypto ecosystem that is adapting to both technical challenges and evolving regulatory frameworks, while institutional forces continue to drive market structure and innovation. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.